This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Megan Graham, the Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, in this morning. And you've got kind of a fascinating program you're involved in. Tell us about it.
Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me this morning. We have a new program that we're involved in. It's called Home to Home. And it's a website that allows pet owners who need to rehome their pets to rehome them directly into a new home. So basically skips the shelter altogether.
Well, that seems like it might get you out of work.
Right? That's always the goal. No, it reserves the shelter for more emergency situations, allows us to free up space so that we can take in those animals that really need us.
So how long has this been out?
Gosh, I think it's been out for probably about a year now. It's on a national scale. A lot of organizations have been using it really successfully. We actually were on a waiting list to get involved in it.
Wow. So give us more specifics about how it works, how somebody would use it.
Sure. So someone, if they call us, so they have to surrender their pet, we always ask, you know, is there anything we can do to help you keep your pet? And then we ask, you know, well, how long do you have to rehome your pet? So if folks have, you know, some time, the best thing they can do is get on this website and try to rehome their pet on their own, because then the animal can go right from one home to another home. The new owners can talk to the pet's original owners and get to know the animal better than anyone. I mean, at the shelter, you know, oftentimes we've only had the animal for 2 or 3 days. It's at the shelter. You know, we just don't know a lot about the animal. In this case, the new owner gets to talk to the old owner directly and learn all about the animal.
Interesting. And, you know, when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels.
Yeah, it's great. And it's been a wonderful tool for us to keep animals out of the shelter. So folks will go ahead and do the home to home. They'll do the profile. It's super easy to go online. It's home2tohome.com, I believe. Oh, shoot. Is it .com or .org? Well, it's one or the other. It's really easy to fill out a profile, and we can help you. All the staff at Saving Grace is trained up in how to use the program. So when folks have a question, they can always call us. And then we provide support by putting those animals up on our website, too. So they get more promotion by being on our website if they fill out this profile through Home to Home. And then when folks call us and ask us about animals, we say, hey, you know, we've got these animals in-house, but also check the website for the home-to-home animals that are available from people's homes.
So talk about the stress for an animal of being in a shelter. I mean, it's been a while since I've been out there, but I know you go out to the dog area, they're always excited to see anyone, but you can tell that a lot of animals get a bit stressed.
Yeah, I mean, the way that all shelters are designed basically is not ideal, unfortunately, for the way that animals are social creatures. You know, they like to be around people. They like to be around other pets usually. And in this case, you know, they're confined. They're usually on their own. It's loud. It's smelly. We do the best we can, you know, to make it as home-like as possible, but it's never going to be the same as being in a home. And so between our foster program and now this home-to-home program, we really want to advocate for pets staying in homes as much as possible, utilizing our community members to help us keep these pets out of the shelter as much as possible.
So anytime you're dealing with a website and people who don't know each other, I mean, anybody can type in one thing and you don't necessarily always know if it's accurate. How did you have your staff stay connected in with this?
Yeah, that part is a little challenging, but our staff does review all of the profiles as they're created and, you know, kind of works with the family to make sure that they're as accurate as possible. The website itself does not allow fees to be charged, so that's really helpful. There's not going to be any kind of, you know, people getting taken advantage of and whatnot. It is primarily up to the owners to be, you know, we kind of have to trust that they're going to be truthful about the animal's behavior and whatnot. And we can only kind of go so far with that. But we do the best we can to make sure that we monitor it and provide assistance for both the new owners and the previous owners of that pet.
So are you still having an increase in people feeling like they need to surrender their pets?
I think it's really nice for not only our staff, but for people who need to surrender their pets just to have another option. Because oftentimes people, this is their last resort. They think it's their last resort. You know, they don't want to take their animal to the shelter. They're devastated. So we give them this other option and they're like, oh gosh, this is wonderful. You know, I do have a little bit of time. Obviously, if someone's moving and whatnot, there does come a time frame around that. And if they meet the end of the time frame and they still need, you know, to rehome their pet, they're of course welcome to bring them to Saving Grace at that point.
And does some of this tie into the, I can't even remember the terminology, but just the rent issue?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've seen a lot more animals being surrendered because the landlord does not allow, or a living situation prevents pets, are kind of the way that we phrase that. But lots and lots more are coming in with those for that reason. So in those situations, sometimes landlords will be kind and allow people to, you know, rehome the pet, give them a little bit of time to rehome their pet, as opposed to just saying they had to have to be out now.
So anything else interesting going on out at Saving Grace these days?
Well, today we're starting construction on our new veterinary clinic, so that's pretty exciting. It's our groundbreaking day for the new vet clinic. Unfortunately, because costs of everything have gone up recently, we need to raise a little bit more money for that program. So we're hoping to raise another $10,000 to help us get that vet clinic finished by the end of June.
So how large a facility is this going to be?
Our current vet clinic is probably about 150 square feet, or probably less than that, actually. This is going to double that size. It's going to allow us to do 35 owned animal surgeries per day. We're going to do that twice a week. So we're going to be open eventually, pretty soon, open for public surgeries, spay and neuter only, vaccinations, microchips, that kind of a thing, just basic care. And then we're also going to have an x-ray machine in there for our shelter animals.
So is this an add-on to the building or a new building?
No, it's actually a conversion of an existing space in the building. We had a puppy plaza room that we just don't get a lot of puppies. And when we do, they don't stay very long. So we're converting our puppy plaza into our new vet clinic.
So if people want to find out more about this rehoming program or help you out with a construction project, what's the best way to do that?
Definitely our website, savinggracepetadoptioncenter.org. You're welcome to send a check if you want to help us finish our fundraising for the vet clinic. You can also just give us a call and we'd be happy to chat with you about it as well.
All right, Megan Graham from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
8:38 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.